The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me." The Gospel of the Lord. St. Paul says, God loves a cheerful giver. One of the most beautiful details of all the early accounts of the martyrdom of St. Lawrence. And we all know how he died, right? Being grilled alive. And that wasn't a typical way of martyring the early Christians. But in the year 258, Valerian the Emperor issued a decree at the beginning of August. And he said, all bishops, priests, and deacons are to be put to death immediately. And one of the first ones they rounded up was the Bishop of Rome, Pope Sixtus. A few days later, they got Lawrence. Now, Pope Sixtus, they martyred immediately. Lawrence, they did not, because he was not just a deacon, but he was the archdeacon of the city of Rome. And there were seven deacons, and the archdeacon, the head, was in charge of the distribution of the church's treasure to the poor. And so they said, bring us the treasure of the church, right? We don't just want to lose you. We want to make sure we get the income that is possible. So they give him a few days. He comes back, and who does he bring? The crippled, the blind, the lame, right? Says, these are the treasure of the church. And so the emperor is so irate that he decides to grill him. So what is one of the most striking details is, after a few minutes being grilled, he says, and the early accounts all say, he joyfully says, he cheerfully says, I am done on this side, turn me over. How could he have said that with joy? Because he was sowing bountifully. Because he was making this total gift of himself. My brothers and sisters, when are we sorrowful in our giving? When we sow sparingly. When we only give a little, when we're holding back because there's some sort of selfishness. Right, I'm going to give a bit, but you know, I'm going to make sure I'm okay in the midst of this. Right, it's when we give ourselves completely that there's joy in that gift. Just recently, I was flipping through a book on Mother Teresa, and the author says there are three characteristics of the rule that she wrote. The three are these: loving trust, total surrender, and cheerfulness. And the author says the three always go hand in hand. When we lovingly trust the Father, we're able to totally surrender ourselves. And only when we do so will we have the joy that is possible in this life. And one time this priest, after a long, hard day of grueling work, he says to Mother Teresa at the end, like, Mother, how do you do this, right? How do you do this day after day? And she said to him, Father, the miracle is not the work that we do. The miracle is that we are happy to do it. Our Lord Jesus Christ was the grain of the wheat that fell. And so he calls us to love as he loves. Allow yourself to die out of love, to sow bountifully. We cannot love as God loves unless we are filled with the Holy Spirit, whom we receive in baptism. And the Holy Spirit is the love of the Father and the Son, and he gives us the grace to love in a divine way, which is why Paul can say, every grace is given to you. You always have all you need for every good work. May we not depend on ourselves to sow bountifully, May we ask the Holy Spirit to fill us with His love to be able to do it.